Thank you for listening to this podcast from KX93.5, Laguna's only FM. We invite you to listen to more music and talk on our grassroots non-profit radio station in Laguna Beach, California, from anywhere in the world on kx935.com/listen or on our smartphone apps. But right now, here's that podcast from KX93.5. Yeah, it's KX93.5, Laguna's only FM. Now, Nathaniel Rateliff is known for his introspective acoustic songs of yearning and such. But Nathaniel Rateliff appears to have snapped. His new single, Son of a Bitch, that we've been playing a lot, is an out-and-out R&B song about drinking. Nathaniel's on the other end of the phone with me right now. Nathaniel, do we need to do an intervention on you?
No, I think I've done plenty on my own, so...
How's things going with this record? It's blown up crazy.
Well, we've been real busy, so I guess that's good.
Oh, it's magnificent. Are you having fun with the band?
We've been having a blast. You know, the band consists of basically some of my closest friends, so it's been a lot of fun.
And you're going all over Europe. If people want to come to a gig, they better get tickets well in advance because these shows are selling out. If you want to see Nathaniel Rateliff in Europe, you got to go to my old hometown of Leeds on October the 2nd. Have you been to Leeds before?
I think I've played in Leeds at least once.
You're playing downtown this time. It's a really sweet gig, actually, right in the centre of town. Tell us a bit about the record, though, man. I'd like to know about how this came about. People are saying it's R&B or...
Well, you know, we finished making Falling Faster Than You Could Run. Didn't know if it was going to actually come out or not. And find something to do. And with myself, before I decided I was, you know, or quit music, I didn't really know what I was going to do.
Really? Wow, you're really questioning what's next for you.
Yeah, I don't know. I've been kind of work on sort of R&B and soul and, you know, something that kind of was similar to the band and Sam and Dave combined. Yeah, sort of in that time where I didn't have anything to do, I just started kind of working on songs.
It's a very authentic sound. It's not, people are saying R&B. I can hear, like, spiritual kind of music in here. A lot of tracks sound that way to me.
Nice. Yeah, well, you know, I like that sort of, like, call and response singing stuff. So.
And are people responding at gigs that way? Are they singing the choruses back at you?
Yeah, you know, it just depends. Like, sometimes people love it, and sometimes people aren't, you know, the best audience. But we've had great response, so, for the most part.
I'm gonna need someone to help me. I'm gonna need somebody's hand. I'm gonna need someone to hold me down. I'm gonna need someone to care. I'm gonna rise and shake my body. I'll start pulling out my hair. I'm gonna cover myself with the ashes of you, and nobody's gonna give a damn. Son of a bitch, give me a drink. One more night, but this can't be me. Somebody give me a goddamn drink. Son of a bitch! Give me a drink. One more night. This can't be me. Son of a bitch! If I can't get clean, I'm gonna drink my life away. Hey, yeah. My heart is breaking, hands are shaking, bugs are crawling all over me. My heart is breaking, hands are shaking, bugs are crawling all over me. My heart is breaking, hands. the shaking, monster crawling all over me. My head was aching, hands are shaking, monster crawling all over me. Son of a bitch, give me a drink, one more night, step with me. Oh, son of a bitch, if I can't get clean, I'm gonna drink my own away. Yeah. Son of a bitch, give me a drink, son of a bitch, just step with me. Son of a bitch, if I can't get clean, I'm gonna drink my own away.
Big KX935 favourite there, Nathaniel Rateliff and Son of a Bitch. Nathaniel's on the phone with me right now. We've been talking about all kinds of things. It's so interesting. I know it's kind of cheesy, but I'm looking at your Wikipedia page and there's this line in it, speaking of spiritual music. It says that you relocated to Denver, Colorado, for missionary work. What? Tell me a bit about that.
Yeah, I did. Originally, you know, it was like kind of the one way to get out of my small town. I grew up in a religious family and growing up going to church. You know, actually, though, when I moved out to Denver and, you know, I was 18 at that point. And when you get out on your own, you start to realize that things are a lot different. So, I worked with this organization for a little bit, working with homeless people. And I ended up not really wanting to be a part of trying to convert anybody into beliefs or stuff that I ended up not even believing in. So,
thanks for speaking to that. Let's get back to the music. Your new video for Son of a Bitch takes place in a jail. Is it actually a jail? Can you get access to a jail to do that kind of thing?
It was a pump house on Tim's.
Yeah, it does have that look.
Yeah, it was actually an amazing location. Our friend Greg Barnes did all that. Yeah, it was pretty sweet.
It's really cool. To be honest with you, you look like the only one who spent any time in jail. Everybody else looks pretty fresh-paced.
Well, thanks. Yeah,
it is a compliment.
Joseph, the bass player, and I both went to jail together once, with our best friend Bob.
I was going to ask you about that. That's a good story.
Yeah, it wasn't great, and it was pretty funny though, Joseph. It was the one time he wore leather pants, and not a great time to be wearing leather pants when you're in a holding tank.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, we're so happy for you here. We've been playing your music forever, and so glad that you've had this overnight success that's taken many years. And you're a seasoned artist, and we love the music, and we're really grateful that you've talked to us today. When are we going to see you do some shows back in the States?
We'll be here. So we're going to England next week, I think, the end of next week.
Yeah.
In Europe, and then we come back, and then we'll be, you know, touring throughout the States. So. In November and December. So,
great. Well, if you make it back down to LA or San Diego, we'd love to see you. And good luck with it all, man. We love the music. Thanks for talking to me.
Thanks so much. Have a great day.